State of Origin tonight, it's the decider between the Blues and the Maroons, and we are joined by New South Wales assistant coach and Newcastle Knights legend, Danny Badiris. Danny, how are we doing?
Yeah, good. All's good.
Mate, can I tell you, one of my greatest memories of Origin was watching when you played. There was one particular game, the kickoff went to Queensland, Shane Webke picked up the ball, and there was a blue blur in the shape of Danny Badiris who just smashed into him. Is that what Origin is all about?
I don't know what made me do that. From a point of view, it's a bit insane, but at the same time, it's what it does to you. It's, best of friends, worst of enemies, I guess you could say. Or, you're playing Queensland and everyone's got a state at this time of year. It's such a great time of year. But, we haven't done this for a long time. Probably, I think it was 2004 was the last time we did this, and we've only done it twice in the last 30-odd years. We wouldn't decide her up here. So, it's going to be a huge occasion. A lot of... a lot of pressure in different situations, but at the same time, the way that they've prepared, it sort of takes out the nerves, and I'm really looking forward to the contest.
How important is it to set the standard in defence in a State of Origin matchup, especially in a decider at Suncorp?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone's got the effort areas, those areas are magnified, and kick pressure, all those things that, put you in a good position to take advantage of the opposition and absorb pressure and apply pressure. And I think, that's what pretty much the Origin's about. Before you know it, you look up and it's half time and so much has gone on, and hopefully we're on the right ledger at half time and take that into the second half.
Danny, the Queenslanders love the underdog status, but they're never underdogs in Suncorp. I mean, that's their home. That's where they live and they breathe the play Origin, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they've got the ability to get written off, and I think that's exactly what they love. They love that part, and for some reason that gives them that extra 10% to get the job done. And, we're Munster, and Tulangi, they're not playing in this game, but at the same time, it makes it more dangerous in our eyes because someone gets an opportunity to jump in. And, there's no doubt there's not many Cameron Munsters out there, if any, but, they're going to bring someone in that's going to get an opportunity to really impress. So it's going to be a tough situation for us to be in because we don't know who's going to play, probably 5-8 until kickoff. So it's a bit of cat and mouse at the moment.
Does it matter? Like, at this point in time, you just want to see 13 guys on the other side of the field and you just want the game to start, isn't it?
That's exactly right, mate. Yeah, they're ready. It's been a long prep, this one. It's 10 days to, being Northern New South Wales, been to Lismore, been to Kingscliff, and now we've been up here for a couple of days now just waiting for the game. So, they're prepared as good as any team we've been involved in, and they're ready to go.
Danny, can I ask you, I'm sure you've played with so many players who just give you confidence because they're wearing the same jersey as you. Is there somebody in this Blues outfit that just gives you confidence just because he's in the team?
Yeah, the skipper, Tedesco. I think his leadership with this series has been just fantastic. And, he's played 18 Origins, and, I don't think he's played a bad game in those 18 Origins. He's always the leader, and he's the boys really love him leading them out, and he's the one guy that I love seeing in our team.
And the last question I'm going to ask you is, I know everybody in New South Wales wanted the game to be done in two matches, but ultimately there is something special about having a decider. This is like a grand final, isn't it? You've played in an NRL grand final. Is this similar?
Yeah, well, it is. It's, ideally everyone loves to see a decider and, the build-up and all that. So, it's up here in Queensland. It makes it even better for the broadcasters and, the hostile crowd. The players are in for a treat. They'll never forget this experience. And, they've got something, they've got an opportunity to do something very special that not too many teams and players have done. So they're understanding what's at the end of it. But, there's plenty of stuff to go on before that trophy gets lifted. So we've got a lot of work to do between the 80 minutes, that's for sure.
Danny Badiris, good luck to yourself and the rest of the team. We will all be cheering on from here in the Upper Hunter. And thank you very much for joining us on 2&M this morning.
No problem at all. Thanks, mate.